It is the Island Vibes Morning Show. Friday Fridays, you know what that means. It's Mini Views time. You never know who's going to be in the studio or on the phone lines. And I have someone very, very special here on the line with me for our two-part interview. And it's Mr. Kemar Hyman, our very own Olympian. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing very well, very well. And that was spot on. That name call was spot on. So appreciate that.
First of all, congratulations and a massive respect for always representing the Cayman Islands. Especially in the Tokyo Olympics for our team. How are you feeling about that? How has that been?
The experience going was something that was anticipating for me. Like, I was always anticipating, okay, Olympics, Olympics, Olympics. Even from the year, I feel like it has a lot to do with mental, the mental side of it. You know, I was just preparing like a year out. But, you know, like I went there and, you know, everything turned out perfect. They handled the games way better than what I thought in that regard. So
that is cool. I'm happy to hear that. We are well aware of your title and your achievements, and we'll touch on those in a bit. But I want to start from the root. Where did it all begin for you? How'd you get into track?
How did Kemar Hyman got into track? I feel like I just kind of stumbled up on it. I felt like, yeah, you know, like, can I beat these guys all the out on the field? Because I used to go to True For You. Big shout out to True For You school.
Yeah, big them up.
Yeah, you know, Coach Irvin, you know, he was always our coach, and I would always just, you know, like, visualize, can I beat these guys? You know, we would always have races all the time. I think the feel is still there, and I'm like, you know what, can I beat these guys? And every time I would go in a race, I feel like maybe it's like a 50 meters, I would always win. So long story short, not until I think it was a race day with like the fathers and the kids and everyone, and we all lined up, and I was like, you know what, this is the time now to prove, am I still fast? We you know, on your mark, set, go. I end up winning again, and I'm like, well, if I'm beating these older guys and their fathers, then exactly. So, you know, from there, I felt like, you know, I may have, you know, something going on here.
Now, at what point did you say to yourself, one day I just might make it to the Olympics, or I'm gonna go to the Olympics?
There was always a dream and a goal to attend the Olympics, always something that was on my radar. Not until I saw Kareem Street Thompson. Big shout out to Kareem as well.
Yes, he's one of the OGs.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I saw him just one time, you know, back then we had the TV. Yeah, I would even say, you know, I grew up in the olden days, because
okay, you're not old at all. You're not that old.
Not exactly. I'm not that old, but
matter of fact, you're even old. You're young.
Exactly. Thank you. I tell myself that every day. But yeah, as I was saying, I saw Korean man on TV, and you know, he had on this nice, clean Oakley shades, and you know, like his running vest, his running gear, you know, just a Cayman ass, everything nice, smooth, and he just made it look Chris, as Cayman and said, Chris. You know, I was just watching the TV, and I think that was the first time I got the bug of, you know what, I really would love to go to Olympics one day. And I felt like that was a day where I made the mental commitment of asking myself the questions, you know, is it possible? And I think I was asking myself the right questions when I saw Kareem that day on the TV.
That is amazing. Now, of course, with everything in life, you have highs and lows. I'm sure you've had a few low moments yourself. During those lows, was there ever a time that you felt like, okay, I might not do this anymore, I'm gonna give up? And in those times, because obviously you didn't, what kept you going?
Oh my gosh. So let me tell you a story. There was this one time I was in school, and it was so hard. I was trying to get off to college because I just felt like this had to be the opportunity for me to better my life. I just had that feeling, that desire, and got over to school, and you know, like, no crazy partying, I would say, for sure not. And I was training hard, very hard, up to the point where I'm cramping and, you know, all of that stuff. And it came to a breaking point where I wasn't running the best that I ran before the previous year, before when I was in the Cayman Islands. And you know, I felt like a loser basically, and I was like, why, you know, why am I going backwards when I'm supposed to be going forward? And I'm getting mad at myself. Tears. And I remember, and I just picked up the phone, and you know, I just wanted to vent. I just wanted to just, you know, let all the emotions out. And first person I could have called, you know, was my mom. I said, hey, look, I don't know what's going on. And she really, you could tell, like, she really never understand fully on how this really meant to me and where I'm trying to go and, you know, my vision, you know. And I'm like, you know, I just can't do it anymore. Just bending, I can't take this anymore. It's too hard. I'm like going backwards. Like, there's no way that I'm going to put in this amount of effort and not get it back. And it was just one of those stressful moments. And you know, she was just trying to calm me down and the next day, the next 2 days, I just told myself, hey, look, you know, got over whatever I was ranting about, and I picked myself right back up and I got myself right back on track. So I feel like in life, you know, just by, you know, looking at that, it's an up and down, as you say, and you can have even emotional times where I want to quit or let me come back. But the main important thing that I would say for everyone listening is never, don't stop. You can't give up. I sacrificed so much. I sacrificed Bata Benu probably was the thing to sacrifice, coming back to just experience that every single year, and that was no more. You know, that was just one of the times where that also, you know, I mean, many other times we probably have our interview, if I had to tell you, sometimes where I almost gave up, but I'm so happy I didn't, and I'm here right now to be a testament, and you know, maybe I can motivate. I'm always you know, trying to seek out to motivate someone else, that, you know, the way how Kareem motivated me when I saw him that day on the TV, and I just can't wait to experience that one person that can come right back up to me and tell me, hey, Kimar, I remember that time when you was running here or doing this meet or said this, and this sparked something in me, and here I am, and now I'm a football player, or now I'm a teacher, or now I'm a business person, now I'm a doctor, now I'm a whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I really want to do.
That's beautiful, and honestly, don't stop. You don't know who you're inspiring. You never know who you're inspiring. You understand? Wow, stick and stay. Do not touch that dial. It's Mini Views with your girl Zosha right here on Island FM. We are talking to our very own Olympian, Kimar Hyman, and we'll be right back after these few songs. Welcome back. It's Mini Views right here on the Island Vibes Morning Show with your girl Zosha. This is a very special interview. I'm sitting down for part two of our two-part interview with Kimar Hyman, our very own Olympian. Kimar, Cayman is a very tiny place with few legends. How does it feel to be considered one of ours? Because in my eyes and in Island FM's eyes, you are one of our legends. So how does it feel to be considered one of ours? And what's the support been like from Cayman over the years?
Well, to be honest, to really keep myself centered, I always try to avoid the idea of legend and history and...
Yeah, the hype. We don't have to hype.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like that was maybe something of just me, just my personality. But I am so grateful to be someone that, you know, when someone's talking about, you know, like Kareem Street, Sidoni, Mother Still, you know, they can also maybe squeeze me in that conversation, because if we look at the statistics, yes, I am one of the athletes down in history to accomplish, go to Olympics, to run this time, and, you know, just to do stuff like that, that no one has ever really done, other than, you know, the names I've called, Ronald Forbes as well. I can't leave my boy out. I'm so grateful, and I'm so honored, and, you know, maybe when I'm retired, I just want to hold it together until, you know, when I'm retired, where I can really reflect on the moments where I ran and did it real for Cayman, and, you know, like, I think that would really be an amazing moment. I can't really wait to fully experience that after retiring and accomplishing what I really can accomplish and touch as many lives as I can touch.
I think you will. Listen, what you do is not easy in the slightest, and the fact that you're able to go out there and represent Cayman, that's what it's all about, man. And you will. It will happen. Nothing before its time. Speaking of time, what are your future plans? What can we expect from you in the near future?
In the near future, well, I'm still competing right now. I am trying to still compete until the next Olympics, which is Paris. That's in 3 years, 2024. You know, expect me to go to Commonwealth Games, which is next year, and World Championships, and, you know, on to the next Olympics. So I'm really trying to hold it together until then, and then we'll see what my next endeavors may be. But yeah, for the next 3 years, that's the outlook. I'm gonna really try to put in this work, so I just want to really hold it together, put on some amazing performances, and, you know, continue doing it for Cayman. Yeah,
I think you will. Listen, what you do is not easy in the slightest, and the fact that you're able to go out there and represent Cayman is something that words won't ever be able to express for us. Mini Views on Island FM is all about highlighting our icons, especially those who've made a massive contribution to our society, and to share their real raw experiences. And like you said, to encourage our small nation that they can achieve greatness too. You understand? With that being said, Kimara, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, or with me. And like we always say here on the Island Vibes Morning Show, never forget to big up yourself.
See you guys. Thank you so much for having me. It was a great experience. And please, please do, anytime you want an interview, you can reach out to me. Anybody that want to reach out and just say something online, I'm on Instagram, Grand Cayman with two N's at the end. Just, you know, come on there. I'll follow you back. I'm for that.
Well, there you have it, guys. Feel free to reach out. He's there and he wants to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Big up yourself, Kimara, man.
Thank you so much again. See you.